Now, Facebook has announced that next week it'll begin banning white nationalism and white separatism content on both Facebook and Instagram, which it controls. How did white separatism and white nationalism begin to flourish there in the first place?
All of these platforms have really taken a hands-off approach. They really haven't policed white nationalism or white separatism to the extent that they have other extremist movements. I mean, the New Zealand shooting, I think, was hopefully an inflection point where it's becoming increasingly clear that they have to crack down on this stuff, because not only are they is this kind of extremist content running rampant on the platforms, these platforms are facilitating its growth. The big problem with Instagram, though, as opposed to Facebook and Twitter, is that a lot of these big white nationalist figures, for example, there's a huge cadre of people that are part of the Identity Europa movement. This is a white nationalist, white supremacist movement, and they're not exactly espousing their ideas on Instagram, but they're normalizing themselves. So a lot of them are adopting influencer strategies where they're kind of actually just posting about their lifestyle, posting themselves at nice events, dressed up, and people will follow some of these white nationalist figures, aspire to their lifestyle, and then end up becoming introduced to their ideas. You know, they'll go ahead and Google them. They'll start watching their YouTube videos. They'll start reading contents on a blog, maybe. So they're more susceptible to that.